Carrie and Tommy give each other the gift of laughter. Most days. If you want to give mum a great gift this Mother's Day, send some love with a fragrance like Issey Miyake for Women 100ml for only $79.99 from Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, thanks for joining us for a Tuesday afternoon and what is, I imagine, going to be a very interesting show, guys.
Oh, yeah, because Carriosaurus.
Have I made all your dreams come true?
It's so good.
Last week, actually the week before, we started giving gifts to each other. Mm-hmm. I've got another one coming later on in the show today. And you gave me a dinosaur costume, which I thought was ridiculous because it involved batteries and it needed to be blown up. And it couldn't even fit in the room that we broadcast from. Yeah. So I said thank you and left it in the corner of the room. Uh-huh. Only now Sonda's brought in batteries and we've supercharged this. Yeah. Outfit, and now I'm a full-blown dinosaur. What am I, Diplodocus?
You're a Diplodocus.
No, oh, my God, yeah, and it's so fun. My tail is just, this is good. I'm going to go around the office and make people's day.
You mate, should definitely jump onto our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show and have a look at this.
My only slight concern is it gives you a warning around the neck area to be very careful about something, but I'm not sure what it is to be careful about, and it does feel quite tight.
But don't worry, mate. I promise you that if you die, I will grant your dying wish which you said very softly to me just before we went on air, which is, if I die in this costume, don't dare take me out of it. And so we will bury you in the costume. Fully inflated.
But you have to wear something fun too.
Now?
I feel like, no, not now. I mean, when I die.
I love fun death costumes. Yeah. Great.
Anyway, what have we got coming up?
Should we open that to phones?
I can't turn around to have what?
What? Did they die in something fun? Wearing something fun?
Yeah.
Did anyone die in costume? Apparently not. I'm getting the look from producers like it's not.
That's just a bit dark.
Sorry, guys. I was just spitballing and going
I'm dressed in a dinosaur costume. I feel like let's keep it light and bright, you know?
Yeah, okay. Let's stay with that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what's plans for Mother's Day? Oh.
Sorry.
Have you?
I've derobed.
That's you.
Oh, sorry. I'm accidentally playing my piano.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Should we get rid of the songs and play them live?
I'm not up to that yet. That's a bit of pressure.
Mate, yeah, I know.
I'm way to go. Mother's Day, you ask. What am I up to for Mother's Day? I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Why?
Because I'm not planning my own Mother's Day.
Sorry, other people organise Mother's Day for you.
Yes.
I didn't know.
I mean, I'm slightly concerned. Because school won't be doing anything, so.
Oh, yeah.
I did order some pots and pans online and thought they could be a good Mother's Day present.
I thought that was the type of present that if you got your mum, you got slapped.
Yeah, it is, but I do need some pots and pans, so it's probably the only way I'll get some at the moment.
I feel like it's akin to like an ironing board or something. But anyway, I ask because I sent my mum a Mother's Day message Sunday, right?
A week early.
Well, I didn't know that because she just sent back, thank you, love you.
Oh, she's too kind to tell you that you've missed the date.
Yeah,
you
but it would have been nice if she told me because then Sunday night I am on TV and this happened on live TV.
Oh, no.
And I just want to make sure of something to make sure that I haven't been an idiot. You said Mother's Day is around the corner. I messaged my mum today. Isn't it today?
No. It's next weekend.
Oh, my God.
You are in so much trouble.
No, because I told her I loved her and said Happy Mother's Day, and she wrote back and she said thanks so much. She didn't tell me.
No. Maybe she just thought it was going to be a week-long thing where every day leading up to it, you told her how much you loved her.
Do you think I should get extra points or less points for this? Because I think it's good going early.
I mean, it's always good, like with a birthday, if you get in first. You don't wait for the group email to go around to remind you that it's someone's birthday and then you text and then everyone knows that you hadn't really remembered. But I feel like a full week early is just getting the date wrong. I don't feel like there's a lot of love there or anything.
So here's my next question then. Say if somebody wishes you a happy birthday a week early.
Yeah.
Do you expect another birthday wish on your birthday?
Yes, a birthday wish, unless it's on your birthday, just doesn't really count.
Okay, so you're saying it would be wise to do another Mother's Day.
I mean, are you going to get her something?
Well, now I am definitely because
Were you not going to?
Yeah, no. Well, quarantine, it's hard.
Oh, mate, it's not hard to order flowers. You can't just send a text. That can't be all that you were going to do. Yes, they're still delivering flowers.
Then that's good, then, because I'm going to need them.
You could send it the dino obviously. Suit. That's fun. I could go around there. Oh, no, I can't go around there. I was going to say I
Why
could go around there in the dino
suit.
Get
rid of my presents. Mum, I've sent Carrie around. Mum, Carriosaurus is coming around to wish you happy Mother's Day. What is the worst Mother's Day gift you've received? Are you allowed to say that, or are you scared you're going to hurt your kids' feelings?
Weirdly, the things that are probably thought of as the worst are the best. Like I prefer like handmade. No, that's very functional, and I need a new pot. And I really like a stainless steel. What's it called? A non-stick fry pan. It really gets me going when I can flip my pancakes and they don't get stuck. It's a good present to myself. But I do like. I get now why my mum kept all the macrame and the things I used to make for her, because they are like. I know it's a soppy thing to say, but I'd rather that than some mug from school that says "I love mum." I just don't want a mug. If I get a mug, I'll be very annoyed. I've got so many I Love Mum mugs and I don't like the mugs.
So here's what I want to talk about on 131060, because I think there is half the mums that do love that handmade stuff, but I also reckon there is some mums out there that go, God, my kid's art is so bad, and they feel like they have to hold on to it out of guilt. Do you want to
It's never that good. The art isn't, I mean, my kids are, but
she's turning, Jess.
No, the art isn't good. It's just more that there was effort that went into it.
I
know I'm getting
mums.
A hoodie of some sort, because Ollie opened a hoodie last night and then Chris quickly went, quick, put it away. It's for mum for Mother's Day. So
hoodie's good.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the crappy things that your kids have made for you for Mother's Day. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Crap Mother's Day gifts. This was your phoner. It's very unlike you to do this as a phoner.
I panicked and forgot I hadn't thought of one. So I somehow ended up asking the question, do you hate your kids' art or things they make they try and give to you? Emma from Wagga, talk to us.
Oh, hi. Look, it's not something my children made for me, but about 3 years ago, my mother took my children to go get me some Mother's Day presents, and my youngest picked out an old-school can opener. just not a fancy one, not a high-tech one, just this old-school metal can opener. I deliberately buy cans with the pool ring, so it's been sitting in a drawer for 3 years.
One of those ones you've really got to put your wrist into. Is that right?
Really? Yes. Like, and you've got to crunch it into the tin to even get it.
Yeah, one that you just turn and it just goes round and round and round in the one spot and never actually cuts through the tin. Yeah.
That one.
I like those ones because then you've got to open it and then move it a centimetre long and snap it shut, and then open it and move it a centimetre long and snap it shut. And just 4 hours later, you've got your can open.
And a happy mum for Mother's Day.
There you go, Mum. That was a toy that kept you busy for hours.
Should we give Em a Chemist Warehouse gift voucher?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher coming your way, Em.
Thank you so much, guys.
Good on you, Em. Let's go to Julie. G'day, Jules.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Great. What happened?
Okay. My son, who would probably be two or three at that stage, had gone and got me an old potato with the sprouts coming out for Mother's Day, but had drawn a smiley face and hearts on it. And was so proud of his artwork. And even a week later, checking to make sure I'd still had it. Obviously,
wow.
I know, because there's nothing worse than when you get asked why it's in the bin. Oh, my God, how did it end up in there? That happens often in my house.
Jules, I love it. Are we doing everyone pickers?
Yeah, $100 gift voucher for Chemist Warehouse to everyone, I reckon.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Just everyone in the world? Or
no, just everyone that's calling through now.
Great,
Emma,
got it.
You're going to get one. Emma, what's the worst present you handmade gift you got from your kids?
I actually got 3 handmade bookmarks.
Do you
in
read?
In the days of Kindles, that's fantastic, isn't it, Em?
I had to start reading, but what do you think the worst situation is? 3 cards from 3 different kids on the one day, or 3 cards from the one child?
I mean, either or, I don't want what you got. What do you want this Mother's Day, Em?
Oh, anything would be nice.
Three books?
My kids are yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go to the one place that knows how to spoil mum this Mother's Day. Get Christian Dior J'adore 100 mil for $169.99 at Chemist Warehouse.
I like the J'adore bottle.
Do you? I don't know the J'adore bottle. Give me a little description.
Isn't it the pointy one? The one that almost looks like a spire?
Oh.
I really like the Jean Paul Gaultier bottle too.
The naked man or lady. Naked lady one.
Mm.
Yes. Get into Chemist one? Warehouse. There's a naked man as well.
Oh. Yes, oh, I need that in my life, don't I?
It's just like the lady one.
A naked man or lady in their life.
Jeez, it's not full size because it's
that's
a little
right.
man. Okay. Not the size of the man or something.
Let's do this, shall we?
You're so dumb.
Only discovered that when you present a meal and you go, ah, voila. It's not, voila. In fact, what it is. It's voila with a V.
Voila.
I'm 51 years old and only probably last year did I discover that the Grand Prix wasn't the Grand Prix.
Oh.
I was at an AFL football game. I turned around to my mum and asked if the game was live.
Are you?
It's a celebration because 131060 of
free zone.
Yeah, idiots like us. I had one the other day. I've got a friend called Dutchie, right? He's an ex-footballer and his last name
Dutch?
Is Holland.
Oh.
No, his last name's Holland, but his name's Nick Holland. And then I saw an article about another ex-footballer, Brody Holland, and his nickname was Dutchie as well in the article. I'm like, oh, they're both nicknamed Dutchie. That's weird. Oh, and I had no idea that it was because Holland was the last name.
Wow. What's the, you know, the pass the Dutchie on the left?
On the left hand side.
Is that passing a Holland person?
No, it's passing a joint.
Person. Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, well, let's move on then, shall we?
What about the woman in America that went into a shop and had to explain to the retail worker who was behind a perspex screen?
Perfect. I'm feeling perplexed here.
A perspex screen because of corona. And the woman rocked up with a face mask on, but she'd cut a hole over her nose and mouth within the face mask because she right. found it a bit hard to breathe behind the face mask.
Yeah, that's great.
And then this is her trying to explain it to the person.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that too. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll cut the hole right at the part that you're trying to protect. That sounds like a great idea.
It goes from being a face mask to just being like a
cheek
an
mask.
Attachable Craig David, like bit of facial hair, kind of. Yeah. If you're hearing this and you go, oh, that's nothing. I've got something that's even dumber.
I've got one
give
more.
Us a call.
I've got one.
Oh,
if you're okay. not good with geography, this could be you.
A sprinter, Asafa Powell, comes from what Caribbean country?
Africa.
Jamaica.
If you think Africa is in the Caribbean, 131060, you are the type of person we want to hear from next.
Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're doing how dumb are you? Little opener.
You're so dumb.
Wow.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Yeah, you thought that you just had two friends that happened to have the nickname Dutchie.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was because their last name was Holland.
Last name Holland. Yes.
Yeah.
I also didn't know that Dutchie was a full...
A joint.
Pass
the Dutchie to the left.
We've all learned something. Stephen, how dumb are you?
Hi, how are you going? I was at an AFL game once with a friend and my old man rang me up while I was at the game and he asked what I was doing. I told him I was out watching Geelong and he had told me that he'd already watched the game we lost, so I spat the dummy and hung up on him.
Man, that's so funny.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to realise?
I sort of spat and hung up and then I went to look at one of my mates, told him the bad news and then it just clicked and I sort of just got my head in my hands and started laughing.
I've just watched it because you clicked yet?
Stop it. I got what's going on. He was in a live game.
Why did you look around and look to Sonder?
It just took me a little moment to catch up.
That's great. Good on, Sean. Let's go to Maddie. Maddie, how dumb are you?
I didn't know that CC's standard for corn chips.
I reckon that's quite common, Maddie.
Yeah. It was last week, I think, for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's okay, Mads. Did you know that pickles are pickled cucumbers?
Yes, I did know that.
Damn it.
That's dumb. Dumb, mate. It's real dumb. Jeff, how dumb are you?
I was actually watching the cricket, obviously, when we could last year with the wife. She doesn't really enjoy much sport, but we were sitting there watching the cricket and one of the guys didn't catch it off a bounce ball and she turned to me and said, "Hang on, how come you didn't catch that one hand, one bounce?"
And Tommy Little. Hey, because I love seeing Aussies get noted on the world stage. Like, I love when
talented ones that deserve it, not ones we're embarrassed about.
To be honest, I don't mind either. I just like hearing people from other countries give a little shout out or a nod of recognition to one of our own. And it's been happening a lot recently by 50 Cent. You know, your favourite rapper, Bickers?
Still not sure if it's 50 or 50, but cool.
Well, we might be able to get to the bottom of it. He's been posting a lot of murals, real funny murals, that have been done by an Australian artist. The moniker on all of them is Lush Sucks, and they're great. I won't go I won't go too much further because we have the man on the phone and he can help explain what's going on. Lush, g'day.
G'day. How are you?
Pretty good. Where did it start with your 50 Cent murals? What was the first one?
I've painted him a couple of times before. He posted them like 2 years ago, the 50 and 69 one I did a while back. And then this week I did one where it's like a mix of Trump and him on this pizza shop.
Yeah.
He posted that, so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go a whole week of painting him.
I love it. So there's a Swifty scent where you've made him and Taylor Swift.
That's right.
He is reposting every one of these, and he's like, "Who's this guy in Australia?" His posts seem to get angrier and angrier. Do you think he loves it?
I think he loves content. He's a smart guy. He's no silly dude. You know, he's smart.
Has he reached out like behind the scenes at all?
No, he hasn't.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, he's a legend. You know,
you often do murals of very famous people. Have they ever gone tits up? Like, have the people complained or, you know, anything like that?
Only David Spade. Like, he actually, like, properly complained and said, "Don't paint me, please, anymore."
Like, what really? Did you do with him?
I painted this place in Austria where Nirvana played in their early days. And I found this meme of David Spade kind of looking like Kurt Cobain with the quote and everything. So I painted that, and then I don't know why, it just went viral.
And he reached out and said, "Don't."
Yeah, he was pretty angry about it. I have no idea why, because he's a comedian. Like, you'd think he'd know how to take a joke.
I can imagine if someone gets in touch with you and says, "Don't paint me," does that just make you want to paint them heaps more?
Yeah, I painted him, like, twice more after that.
Right. Is there one of 50 Cent that you want to do, but you're thinking, do I do it? Like, is there one that you've been thinking about for a while and not sure whether to do it?
No, I'm not afraid of him. Who's going to shoot me here? Like, no one, right? I mean,
wow.
I'm not legal here, you know?
Yeah, I know, especially with isolation laws. I'm interested in, you're a big artist. Like, you have nearly a million followers on Instagram, at Lush Sucks. Is it hard finding the tightrope between legal and illegal work?
I sit in that grey area, like, causing trouble, but you're not really causing trouble enough to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's your motto, Tommy,
fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's fun. These murals, they're the size of a, you know, of a side of a building. How long does it take you to do one of those?
Like 4 or 5 hours, most of them.
Is that all? That's quick.
Yeah, you got to be real quick. Especially today's age, like, everything's content, you know? Like, you got to have something out there every day and feed the algorithm.
So are you painting every day?
Yeah, I try my best to.
Man,
it's like I do drawings like that every day. I'm also an artist. I don't know if you've seen my Ed Sheeran pic, but it's pretty good, hey?
They sent them over. I critiqued them.
What'd you think?
What did you think?
I mean, like, I don't want to be rude, you know? Like,
we'd prefer
keep going every day, you know? you got a good day job, like, you don't need to worry too hard about the drawings.
Do you think, Lush, do you think Ed Sheeran's going to get in touch and say, "Please don't draw me anymore"?
I mean, We'll see. There's like a meme out there already of people that they're sort of like ignorant artists, you know? So they'll send fan art or nice drawings, and then people will just rip them apart on the internet. Like,
well, I mean, Bickers, is there any chance you're gonna do yours on the side of a building, or are you just offended because you were called an ignorant artist then?
I'm not sure if you were talking about me or not, but I don't think I'd fall into that category. I'm very aware of my inability to paint.
Lush, it is giving us a lot of entertainment, and we think it's great. So thank you for taking the time, and please keep it up.
No problem.
Thanks,
brother. Look forward to the next one. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And I've got a big package. Gotta love a big package.
To make the most from the post,
download the Australia Post app and track your parcel deliveries across all devices.
Is your special delivery impressive? Check it out.
Carrie and Tommy's
package.
It's so big.
Check out my package.
I, Bickers, have a soft package.
Really?
And it's about a handful.
Yep.
But I have got little hands. So I guess, how big would you say my package is?
About the size of your head. Oh, no, probably a bit bigger. Double head.
It's a pillow. It's a small pillow.
It's a pillow, a small pillow. If you have just joined us,
yes.
Every day we are buying each other gifts and they're being delivered to us thanks to the beautiful people at Australia Post who are working their butts off at the moment with everyone ordering things online. And we thought, what fun, you know? It's so boring in ISO. Let's have little surprises to open every day.
Yes. Now, you got to go first yesterday, so I'm cracking in.
Okay. I've got to use my teeth because I can't get it open.
I've also forgotten what I got you for that one.
If you want to stay up to date with the gifts, make sure you check out at Carrie Tommy Show on socials.
What have you got? Which one have you got?
I've got a bathrobe. Is it a bathrobe?
Oh, no. This is special. Do you remember when you were saying this to you and Jesse? We had a problem with our NBNs. We had all these electricians fixing all the NBN in our house because we couldn't get any internet. And I only realised after they'd been there for about 2 hours that I still had my robe on. And I just didn't care.
Does everybody have robes? I don't have a robe. Am I missing out?
Oh, you need a robe, mate.
I thought that was a hotel thing. Jesse, we could get matching robes and we could be the Robe Rose.
And this is great. What you now have. Matching robes, you two.
I got one too.
You're the Robe Rose.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
They're so comfy. Honestly, you won't go back. I got Chris slippers the other day. Yes. God, it was funny seeing a man who's never walked in slippers walk in slippers because they're quite hard. You've got to use your little toes to – he could not walk in slippers. And then 3 days later, he said they're just not comfortable. And then I looked inside the slippers and he hadn't taken the cardboard bit that kept the shape of the slipper out. It's like, babe, not he can walk in them.
Comfortable anyway, is the only thing they're meant to be.
Yes, so you need slippers with your robe. I'll get that for you next.
No, my feet sweat and I can't. I get hot feet.
Enjoy the robe. What have I got?
It's great. This is great.
I
remember.
God, I've got a lot of clocks. Why have I got so many clocks? I get here on time, don't I?
No. Is there any other reason you might have clocks?
No.
You said it so many times. How do you not know?
Do I not have one at home? I've got a wall clock.
Oh my God.
What?
You're not one clock, you have clocks.
No, I don't. I've only got one. No, I've got my phone next to my bed.
I gave you clocks.
No, you gave me two, but why have you given me two?
Clocks. I gave you clocks. Because for the last month, you've been obsessed with clocks.
Oh, Coldplay clocks. Yes. Wow, that was a lot of effort to get there. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Big thanks to Australia Post,
who are now
processing parcels 24/7 and have opened 15 new temporary facilities to help move parcels every day.
Yeah, good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Ooh. How you feeling, Bickers?
I'm rashy again.
Okay.
My rash has come back. My stress rash.
Is it the quiz?
No, we didn't do the quiz. I think it might be Sonda.
Do you reckon Sonda's giving you a rash? You guys should stop sleeping with each other if that's the case.
It's weird. Anyway, I feel like I don't ever have much to offer with the quiz. We've been doing this quiz for 4 years now, and I think I've answered one question right.
Which was?
It was a number in Indonesian, and I could count to 10. Satu dua tiga empat. Anyway, I won't go on, mate, but yeah.
Mate, I've got, this means you're due. I've got confidence in you. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Let's go.
I'll see if I can get one of these right.
Yes, Jess, if there's an Indonesian question, shuffle it up to the top.
Selamat datang. Welcome.
Question number one. Who was the US president during World War One?
Reagan? I don't know. I've got no idea. Who did the English bloke talk to?
Who did the one that's in the Queen, that's in the Crown? You mean
Churchill.
Churchill.
Who did he talk to?
Who did he talk to? That's what Sonda said.
Oh,
I don't know. No, I feel like
Andrew
it was someone else.
Jackson?
Andrew Jackson, who's that?
Isn't he one of the US presidents?
Said,
Woodrow Wilson?
I'll just have that. Barry Timo?
Oh, mate, if it's right.
Okay, let's back him in.
Be.
He had phone calls with them and then they came to visit or something.
Ford?
Anyway, let's go Ford. Yep.
All right. Question number two. The Bayeux Tapestry depicts which battle that took place in England in 1066?
Oh, Jesse, these questions suck.
Yeah.
Which battle? The good one. Yep. The Battle of the
Sonder. Can we Balkans. Skip that question? It's just not a
great,
good question.
Great,
sure,
great.
Sure.
I'm making the call. Yeah.
Question number three. The Pyrenees mountain range separates which two European countries?
France and
Italy?
Right.
No. Or Switzerland? Oh. The Pyrenees. You don't see that in Italy, do you? Isn't it France and...
France and Spain?
Yeah.
I feel like it's France. Is Switzerland next to France? It is, isn't it?
Let's do that. Let's do that. I feel like Switzerland has big mountains.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's a different mountain range.
Is
I don't
it?
I think it's the Pyrenees that is between
Switzerland.
Well,
Pyrenees is for Tour de France,
isn't
it?
Yeah, the Alps. That's exactly right. Is that Switzerland?
Yeah.
And, okay. And don't they start the Tour de France
the Pyrenees.
In Spain?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Spain and France.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, France and Spain. HG is the chemical symbol of which element?
Gas. Sorry.
Helium.
No, that's HE, isn't it? HG.
Andrew Jackson?
I can't believe I said gas.
it's not hydrogen, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, that's H2. No.
H2. I don't think. Is that 76 and then the little smiley face?
H2O just means two hydrogen
atoms. Yeah.
Get out of it, Sonda. Get out of it, mate.
H-E. No, H-G.
Roy?
Yeah.
Nelson.
Lock that in. Lock in Andrew Jackson for that one as well, please.
All right, question number five. Who is the leader of Mowgli's wolf pack in The Jungle Book?
Oh, my gosh.
Jackson.
Can we have the answers, please, Jess?
Is it the bear?
We haven't even answered most of the questions.
Okay, just give us one more question. I don't like any of these. Yeah.
No, that's all fine.
No, keep going until we get one
more.
There's
10 questions or something. Just all give right. us one that we can answer.
There's 10 because I've forgotten my outrage over this.
Sorry, that's right.
Which Dutch artist painted
the one we the like,
one.
Jess?
I'll know that.
Okay, who is it? A question. Give it to Sonda. What's the question?
Which Dutch artist painted the girl with a pearl earring?
Vermeer, wasn't it? Johannes Vermeer.
Oh, mate, we don't know.
Sonda.
Have I made that up?
All right, let's put everyone out of their misery. Question one. What was it?
All right, question one. Oh, Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, that's him.
That was the one I said.
The wasn't that the
Peter
the president?
President.
I thought that was Where's Wally's more formal name.
The Battle of Hastings.
Woodrow.
Anyone say the Battle of Hastings?
No.
France and Spain.
Yay!
We'll take one.
End it there, Jess.
Hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Got some fun bits for you to start with, a bit of Tiger King goss.
Oh.
You know how yesterday you brought me the story about how a podcast duo had pranked old mate, what's her name, Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin.
Yeah, they pretended that she was doing an interview with Jimmy Fallon,
the great
late night host, and we heard the whole thing play out, and it was very awkward. He didn't mention, the only conditions were that she'd come on and do it if they didn't talk about Tiger King.
Yes.
Which is amusing that anyone would want to speak to her about anything other than Tiger King. But she is now, in a statement to CNN, said that she was suspicious at the time. She thought something was up because the questions appeared to be taped, but she said she had no idea it would turn out to be such a fun prank and that it gave us all a very welcome good laugh.
So she's
she found
That's
it.
A very manicured response, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? That's not how she actually felt.
Yeah, Carol, there's a perception around that you're not fun. Me? Really? Well, then I'll come out and say this was fun.
I wonder how she'd feel about the fact that Nicolas Cage is set to take on the role of Joe Exotic in a miniseries that's going to be based on Tiger King. It's going to be made by CBS. When he was asked, Joe Exotic, who he would like to have play him, he did suggest Brad Pitt. But Pitt's not available. So Nicolas Cage is stepping up to the mark. It's going to be his first TV project in a long time.
That's fun. Because have you heard who is playing Carol Baskin? Because I've had the hot inside goss.
No, who?
Yeah, it's going to be John Travolta in drag, a la Hairspray.
Do you know I almost acted in a film opposite Nicolas Cage? Did I tell you that story?
No.
Yeah. When they were filming the movie The Knowing here in Melbourne, in Australia. And they were filming it in Melbourne, and I went and auditioned for it, and it was the scene where the world was ending, and I had to run around a room, pretend the world was ending, and things were crashing down around me, and I was like, I started crying, and I got really into the character, and the director came up to me during it, and he's like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm just acting, mate.
I'm just acting.
Anyway, I didn't get the role, but apparently I was too young to be able to be believable that I was his partner. That's all it was.
And they probably didn't want all these cinema goers freaking out and wondering if you're okay, and you have to go into the cinemas one by one and say, don't worry, guys, it's just acting.
And finally, Michael Jordan. I'm yet to watch this week's ep that has dropped of the Jordan doco, but you would have had an Air Jordan growing up, yeah?
Absolutely.
A pair of Air Jordans.
Oh, yes, but not till very late. I always wanted them. Anyway,
did you have the knockoff version?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, but yes, love Air Jordans.
Yes. Well, it was almost not to be because apparently in this ep, Jordan talks about how he was going to sign with Adidas, but his mum was like, you should take the meeting with Nike, and he didn't want to. And then she was like, go on. And so he didn't have any desire or inclination to meet them. He met with them. They offered him a stack of cash. At the time, they were working on the Air technology, which turned into the Air Jordan.
Yes.
They were thinking they'd make about $3 million out of the partnership together. In the first 4 years, they sold $126 million worth, and since then he's been paid $1.3
billion
from Nike. Billion. It's almost as much as I was going to get paid in The Knowing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, guys, are you ready to talk James Bond? Jesse, that's the Mission Impossible music.
Same.
That's an absolute stitch up.
Why is it a stitch up?
That's what you asked for.
I did not. Jess, I said get the James Bond music, and that is what you came out with.
to be fair, I wouldn't have known the difference if you hadn't have pointed it out.
I've seen James Bond,
and I haven't seen Daniel Craig. And I haven't seen one Mission Impossible. Actually, I think I've seen, is there one with Tom Cruise in it? I think I've seen that one.
And that's all we have time for our James Bond update. Are you ready for your actual Bond game now?
Sure.
I'm going to give you the item of Bond memorabilia that was from the films, and you guys have to guess how much it sold for at auction. Are you ready?
It's pretty tricky when I haven't seen the films.
Yes, it is. It is very tough.
Okay.
Odd Jobs hat. Because how much did Odd Jobs hat sell
Odd
for?
Odd Jobs, is he important in the
Odd Job is the little dude and he throws his hat.
But is he a recurring character? Like, do we care about Odd Jobs?
He's a bad guy. Yeah, we love Odd Job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Odd Jobs.
Odd Jobs is just
what I do on the weekend.
He's just an odd job. It's from 1964, the classic Goldfinger. Because how much do you think it sold for?
Oh, I reckon it sold for 100,000.
Ooh,
Jesse.
300,000.
Keep in your mind, this is simply a hat.
Jesse, have you seen a lot of Bond?
No, but I thought Tommy was going with a this.
You were correct. It was $30,000. Thanks, guys. Let's move on to one perhaps you'll know. You know the famous scene of Daniel Craig emerging from the water?
I told you I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but that's quite a famous scene. Do you know that?
No.
Jesse, do you know that scene?
Yeah.
Okay. The trunks that he's wearing in that scene from the 2006 movie Casino Royale, how much do you reckon they sold for?
That'd be worth a bit more, I reckon, than Odd Jobs hat. Don't you think, Jess?
But they're just old swimmers, aren't they?
No, but they were
but
his.
It was an old hat before.
Oh, okay. it's Daniel Craig. It's Bond's swimmers.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a good sponsorship for Bond. It seems a natural fit.
Speedos.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, no
Bonds,
mate.
I'll go 50 grand then.
I've just realised all these prices are in English pounds as well. So Odd Jobs hat was £30,000.
Right.
I'm going 150,000.
Pound, okay.
50.
£44,000. Should we go on or are we done here?
Right, give me one more. I'm into it now.
Okay. Let's go for the biggie.
Yep.
The Aston Martin from 1965. Mm. It's a coupe. It comes with machine guns, tyre slashers, and a revolving number plate. Once again, from Goldfinger and also Thunderball. How much?
1964.
In 65. Yeah, but 65. I don't think it's like an old car where it goes down in value. I think that price, I think it's going up. I don't think you go,
it'll
have
Morris
a few K's
minor.
On the clock. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say 350,000.
Oh, no. I'm going to go £5 million.
£5.2 million. Oh! Jesse, you win.
Oh, Jess.
That was a great James Bond segment. Thank you.
Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Amazon Prime have released a bunch of stand-up specials of the best comedians in the country as voted.
Are you talking yourself up again?
Yes. Not just me. Another one joins us now, Tom Gleason.
Oh, thank you very much. What a treat to have a new show coming up on Amazon Prime. They put out the 10 best comedians in Australia. That's what they told me. Then I saw Tommy was on the list. And it really, really took the shine off the achievement.
Who votes on you guys being the 10? Like, who's decided this?
It's some ill-informed TV executives who work at Amazon. They're in America. They've got no idea what's happening in Australia. They think Tommy Little's a big deal. They accidentally get a winner like me. And then Tommy's just along for the ride.
I actually managed to get a few votes in. I think I swayed the odds. I had
so
a few fake IP addresses.
Of yours, Tom, that we're going to see?
Oh, Carrie, this is the show I was touring in 2019. It's called Joy.
Yeah.
And I recorded that whole show. But the exciting thing about it for when people watch it at home is, as you know, when I do a live show, I encourage people to heckle. I left all that in. You know, other comedians like Tommy Little, who are less experienced, might cut that out to make them look good. I left all of the abuse in. So if you want to feel like you're at an actual comedy show, dim the lights, turn on my Prime special and just You can heckle your TV.
I remember now that special because I went to watch it and I remember somebody was escorted out during the one I saw of you in. That's how intense it got, which is quite entertaining. It was like a bonus extra.
Yeah, there's more to that story, Carrie, because that woman who came in and was yelling at me for a long time and had to be told to leave didn't even pay to get in. And it was a sold-out show, so she walked in. Somehow no one checked that she had a ticket and she accidentally sat in a spare seat. It's actually a really weird coincidence.
TG, I think we might have stumbled upon a new form of entertainment. Have you ever thought about taking the heckles out but leaving your comebacks in? So if you are sitting at home, you can get involved and yell and you respond to it.
Yeah, that is a great idea. And people could just yell at their TV and then I just do some comeback and it may not even fit. But that's good because you might feel like you're being abused for something completely unjust. Like you might be a middle-aged woman and you yell at the TV, Gleason, you think you're funny, you're not. And I'm like, shut up, you bald man. Haircut and piss off back to Adelaide and they're watching in Perth. I mean, it would be very confusing, but I do think it would be entertaining at least.
And on the other side of that, if you happen to get it right, it would be terrifying. If you go, you bald man, I'm looking at you, Terry, and if by chance it is Terry in their living room, they go, oh, God, he's really got me with that one.
They're sitting at home thinking, I'm not going to download the COVID safe app because I'm worried about privacy, but how the hell does he know all this?
Hey, how amusing is it for you that you broke the Logies and somehow have managed to be the Gold Logie winner 2 years in a row by default of them not having one this year?
Well, Carrie, we used to have a lot in common because we had both won one Gold Logie. Whereas you have had one Gold Logie for 1 year, I have got one Gold Logie for 2 years, and I am devastated.
Imagine if they never brought it back and you just become the reigning, like, you just...
In perpetuity, I'm the last ever. So I'm like the last samurai, you know, it's just like... There were no more after me. I was the last Gold Logie winner. At least I did something good with it. Did I? Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry, I got myself mixed up with you, Carrie.
Make sure you check out Tom Gleason's Amazon special. Of course, he is in there amongst some of the best comedians in Australia. Grab it. Is it now, Tom, or is it Friday?
No, I'll be up on Friday.
And you're back on weekly on Wednesday night too, tomorrow night as well.
Yes,
which I can't wait
weekly
for.
Is back Wednesday night and hard quizzes on Wednesday nights. I'm everywhere.
It's just coming up, Wednesday night.
Oh, I'm free to wear and I'm streaming. I'm just getting in there.
That is the Gold Logie retainee, Tom Gleason.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hughie and Edda here.
We're looking to fire Australia up.
He's had it. This bloke's had it. What's wrong?
I'm with ScoMo. We've got to get back to work, guys. Everyone's just giving up.
Yep.
I've been out there. Every day is like a public holiday. Yep. There's just people lazing around.
No one's giving up. It's not lazing around. They've been told to stay home.
Yeah, but they're just rocking around the streets.
Everyone's champing at the bit to get out.
Mate, I was down on the beach There was about 4 million people on the beach just wandering around enjoying their life. Yep. You know?
Go to work.
How many of these people, aren't they meant to be at home working?
Yeah, but, mate, they've lost their jobs. That's the point.
No, we need to get the economy back going. That's what we're saying. That's it. Open. If you have a job,
you should be able to be able to go do it now. Is that what you're saying?
No, things need to reopen so we can get back to having jobs.
Yeah, no. Okay. This is a change for good, Carrie. Don't think that we're not, you know.
I just feel like you might need to finesse your argument a bit. Like, ScoMo's got a team of people that help him. Who's your team of people helping
me?
I went for a ride this afternoon with my three children and there was just no room on the bike path.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just...
Thank you very much.
Chock-a-block.
I can't work out your point. Are you saying that people need to get back out there or they're back out there?
They're outside. They're already out. So we're saying,
stop lazing around and should get back to work.
Or open things up so people can go back to work.
Okay. Absolutely. Hughie. Is this really about kickstarting the economy again, or do you just want less people on the bike path?
It's bloody hectic on that bike path, I tell you. And they're riding fast, some of them, as well. So just want more room out there.
Yeah. I would have thought you would have been one of the faster ones.
No, I've got three children with me, Tommy, like, you know, from 7 to 9 to 11.
Have you got one of those three bikes where they all come, they're attached to each other? Or
No, we're completely separate. My son took off and I didn't know where he was. Like, he could have just.
Where could he have ended up?
Well, I don't know where he was. And then, but, you know, I can only ride as, you're only as fast as your weakest link. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
And which is the weakest link?
Well, it swaps between my two daughters, whoever wants to slack off the most.
Yeah, man.
And so they're riding. What's that? They should get a job? Is that what we're saying?
I think they should. They should have been at homeschooling. What were they doing out there on their bikes?
No, you're the one that had them out there.
What were they doing out there? Who took them out there? It's a responsible person.
You're confused.
I like it. Good argument.
All right. So how are you firing up the country?
We don't know.
More of that type of thing. Bike paths, that type of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Wider.
Well, have you got any ideas?
What about like a cash splash, like the when we had a few years ago,
the stimulus.
Are we already doing that though, aren't we?
We're doing that, yeah.
But has the money come through yet?
It's not a bonus what we're giving. We just, you know, I'm saying what about a bit of Husey splash cash just to get
people
bit of motivation.
Yeah. Oh, your own personal stimulus package.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you start dishing out money and as a
to
stimulus
people that
package.
Are gonna, yeah.
All right, well, yeah,
stop
I will.
Stop being lazy.
I'll deliver
a huge giveaway. No, a huge cash giveaway.
Yeah, and you'll deliver it by bike.
Yeah, but you want to. But that's my own money you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm tightening my belt as well, guys. I mean, not easy.
I thought we were all meant to loosen our belts and get back into it.
Let's loosen
the
belts, all right? I'm going to give away a bit of money this afternoon.
Ah.
Well, I haven't been able to spend it, have I?
Done. That's who we got there. We got there in the news, man.
The Gary and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is done for the day. So now's the perfect time to get your mum a present for Mother's Day. Send your love to mum with a fragrance like Giorgio Armani C 100ml for just $149.99 from Chemist Warehouse.